Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 26th through July 6th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Communicating with the dead. It's something that people have been trying to do pretty much forever. It's always been this thing. And quite often, the practice of doing so has not always yielded the expected results. Sometimes, yes, sometimes you do seem to get something or someone that does not mean harm, just wants to get some messages across. Sometimes you get somebody else that wants to get far more than just messages across. Every once in a while, we hear about the first. However, I have to say, in all the years of doing this show, we get more stories more frequently of things that are not what they seem to be. This one, so far in the story, appears to be what it seems to be, at least what we know thus far. Man gets Ouija board. Man plays with Ouija board, starts communicating with a young girl who perished on the property where he sits. And, well, we'll let his story pick up from there. Take a listen. A couple of years ago, I ran across an old Ouija board dated 1919. Remember how fascinated I was with the experience when I was about 10 with one, so I thought that this board game would be a fun thing to fool around with again. My son, when he was very young, told me about looking out his bedroom window and seeing three glowing figures coming from the field towards his window one night. He also stated that they even entered his room and stood at the foot of his bed. He covered his head, thinking that they would go away. When he uncovered his head, they were still there. Then they vanished. I attributed this to a bad dream at the time. There is this old, beautiful house on my property, built in 1926. The builder also signed and dated his name in the rafters in the attic. Cool, I thought. He took so much pride in his work as an artist to do such a thing. Anyway, we were in this old house working the Ouija thing and so forth, and my son asked me to see if what he saw was real or not. We got an answer and a lot more. The two people who were at the board knew nothing about this. In fact, they did not know the name of the road we live on or anything else much about this neck of the woods. I asked if there were any ghosts who wanted to speak. Not at all, taking any of this seriously. And yes, replied the board. Who are you? I asked. The name came out. As our guest worked the Ouija board, why are you here? I asked, and the planchette began to move quickly. I died here. On this very road. It listed the name of the road. Our guest didn't even know the name of the road. How? I inquired. A truck, board answered. How? I asked. Hit me, it replied. When? Gave a date in the 1930s. At this point, I was having fun with the game. I didn't take this all that seriously. This thing's just a game, so if it's all true, where's your body so I can bring you some flowers? I jokingly asked. The answer sent chills down my spine. You are there, she answered. What do you mean? Scattered. Misspelled. By an 8-year-old, she said. My ashes are scattered where your house is. We had put a trailer on the property as we worked at renovating this home. I assumed she meant That is where the ashes were scattered. She gave us a lot of information that night. She is with two uncles who are elusive but protecting her. She was visiting them here when her death occurred. Things have happened after that as well. When I first put the trailer house where it is, now abandoned, I'm living in the old house now, my ex-wife and I heard the distinctive voice of a child crying. I can say without a doubt. My ex also told me that she saw a small girl one night, fleeing out the door one late night, and blew her off. And so I did one night when I woke up to use the bathroom, you know, through the corner of your eye. I attribute this to a late night half asleep stuff. We did the Ouija again, with two other people again, and the same conversation with this woman occurred. I cannot find any records of her existence anywhere, though. Then again, out here, especially back in the 30s, records were not kept so critical. I know a guy that has two people buried in his front yard from back then. That's in the days when they did things like that, without record. I did ask her who her uncles were, and she remained elusive on that info. I know it all sounds weird. I did not believe this sort of thing until about a year ago when it happened. I went for a walk, and as I have quite often, I walked across the field on a winter moonlit night. On my way back, I distinctly saw two people sneaking around the trailer. Thinking that someone was trying to break in, I approached one of them. I yelled out to them, "What do they want?" ready to confront the intruders in my property. I swear I was in 15 feet of the guy wearing a plaid shirt and bib overalls when he took an abrupt right turn and went right through the wall of the old trailer house right below my son's old bedroom. I could see each detail of his face, the texture of his clothes. He looked like a real person that would appear under a full-lit moon. I stopped dead in my tracks, but somehow I was not frightened out of my wits, as one would suspect. Rather, a comforting feeling came over me. By the way, when I first called out to them, the other ran into the woods, making me think these must be people. All of this I merely attributed to suggestive thinking, thinking I saw things that I imagined and so forth. Perhaps it was a restless walk late at night and so forth. About a month ago, I was visiting my sister and her family at their house miles away. Her daughter also had an old message board that her father found years ago in the attic of an old school that he once worked at. The planchette was missing, so for fun, I went to work in his wood shop and made a nice wooden one for them. With her and her boyfriend at the board, I asked, "Are you there?" Calling out to the girl who had communicated to me in the past. "Hi," spelled the board. This really freaked them out. "Tell us the story you told me the last time we spoke," I asked. Again, the same info. Came up a year before. I did not reveal any of the prior things that Anna had said to anyone there, but there it was, again, the same. She said that I did see her once, and that she and her uncles did visit my son. I did not ask any of this. Once the planchette began to move, she went on and on. I asked her if she liked what I did with the old house. It still looks as it did in the 30s, except for the addition of electricity and plumbing, and she said that she feels at home there. I asked her if she ever enters the house, and she said, "No, bad memories." Lately at night, through the corner of an eye, my son, as well as I, have seen someone fleeting past the kitchen window. Even our dog sends an alert that somebody is here, when in fact there isn't. But I know better. There may not be someone living around us, but there is someone who once was, still inhabiting the property for which she should have grown up on.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.